There once was a time when I knew my true worth, and nothing could change that, nothing on earth. Until came the day that I tumbled down and somebody took my beautiful crown. There once was a princess with so much power, I'd enter a room and others would cower. My confidence great, an unyielding force. I commanded myself, never falling off course. I knew I was worthy of the looks I would get, and my value reflected every one that I met. I'd see in their face that they were impressed. It was the fuel to my day. Each one was a test. And then came the day, away went the crown, and confident me just had to sit down, because two little children came into my life. My everything changed. Woman became wife. The princess erased, a new person came in, Cinderella serving, my light grew so dim. All of my focus on family, nothing was left for Cinderella me. Each day became scrubbing, cleaning, pajamas all day, mine left a reeling, spinning around like a silly old top, till the day I looked and I had to stop. The reflection I saw was sad and so dim. I forgot me, my face now so grim, my shoulders slumped down so worn and so lost. Who was I now? Someone who tossed? Out value, out truth, away who I was? All to achieve and scramble because I didn't know that princess could stay. I pushed her so far, made her go away. It gave up on me to give them my power, and what was left was a sad little scour. Of meager old me, I only got scraps. All of the special was put in their laps. Too many years of forgetting love, caring for me, God's treasure above. 1 Peter 3:3-4. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of your hair and the putting on of gold, jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be in the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. He made me a princess, and for a reason so, I need to get back to that personal glow, the one that lights up a dark, lonely room, the one I abolished with sadness and gloom. I'm glorious. I am strong. I'm exactly just me. Now focus on sweet energy, and I'll save the best for me every day. Yes, that will reflect in beautiful ways, because yet better, because new Christian rays spark deep down inside from beyond my heart. Fed by the Spirit, authentically start a reflection of who I really am. Not a pathetic crust, an absolute scam. I wasn't made to sit in a slump. I wasn't made a pathetic dump. I wasn't made to sit in the back. I wasn't made to linger and lack. I wasn't made to follow a sheep. I wasn't made to stupidly keep the value and worth of how I was made. I am much more. The price that was paid there on the cross, the voice Jesus cried, go and rejoice, or have I just died for no other reason? To sit and just wallow and focus on sad? Now get up and swallow down all the doubt and pathetic ways. That sad life is gone. The princess now stays. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. I am his child, love evermore. And right from this moment, I settle the score. Life will be better seeing me this way. Actions speak better than words any day. And oh yeah, that crown was really just me, sadly robbed by insecurity, a mind so confused by sweet intentions, but now resolved by intervention. I am God's child, designed with intent. Every atom inside, eternity spent. Time has no power when you speak of creation. It transcends our minds. No verbal translation could ever convey the overwhelming power when you take away minutes, seconds, hours. God is, I am. He is everything, the essence of life he purposely brings to each of us here. Are you worthy of love? Are you kidding me now? Look now up above and say to the Lord, I am sorry I lacked. I am sorry I forgot. I am sorry I stacked up all the trash upon my own head. Thank you so much for this life I have led. I will remember the value of what God has made. I am worthy of love. I am bought. I am paid by his only son. So obedience will be what my life is every second I fill by responding to him and his love for me. I am his princess, so that's what I will be. Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.